Text 51551 today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning, Paddy O'Gorman.
Morning,
you
Miriam.
Have been to the District Court in Trim, County Meath.
That's right, busy place, lot of vans outside, people being bailed. I'll tell you about them in a minute. But I'll start with this man who was having a nervous cigarette outside, telling me about why he was up in court that day.
Just there now, I'm charged with reckless endangerment and one count of ramming. It was basically like ramming guarded cars, you know what I mean? Right. Ramming three guarded cars, but there I'm getting done for one ramming of one guarded car and reckless endangerment. Did they know of the plea guilty to 12 charges?
How did your car come to a stop then in the end?
Stinger. They went over a stinger device. They threw out a stinger out in the road.
What's a stinger? What's
that? It's the yoke to bust the wheels, yeah? And that's how they end up busting the wheels and the car just came to a stop.
When's your case being called?
It's going to be called now again at 1 o'clock. It's going to be booked back till February for sentencing. I want to go into treatment as well, like, do you know what I mean? Because I have an alcohol problem, I'm not going to lie about it.
The evening that the incident with the Garda car, had you been drinking that evening?
I was drunk, yeah.
You haven't had a drink for a while, I'd say.
Oh, I have. I was only drinking a couple nights ago on that day. Anytime I get my hands on a drink, I can drink, you know. Right. But that's a bad thing to do, you know. And it's help I'm looking for on that. It's not prison, because I've been in that prison all my life. I'd done my first sentence was 2 years in patch and patch. I was 16 years of age. The day I got out, actually, after doing that, I got arrested then. And I was back in doing 15 months, that following Wednesday. That was for a street robbery. And then the other ones were all criminal damage robbery, do you know what I mean? At 1 o'clock, I'm back up. I'm pleading guilty to reckless endangerment, one count of ramming a guarded car. And dangerous driving, no insurance and license and things like that.
Yeah, and it's happened exactly as you predicted. He went in, he pleaded guilty to all 12 charges for all of those things, and he was freed to appear at a sentencing hearing next February. And he said to me he's glad to be out for Christmas anyway, and he doesn't know, obviously, what will happen to him in the New Year's. But as I said to you, there's a number of bail cases. People are brought in the trucks, in the vans, and if they get bailed, obviously I don't get to meet them. This woman, she had, she was brought in, we heard she'd been 2 weeks already inside, and the reason she'd been refused bail the last time is because she had warrants, as she said, which means she hadn't turned up having been bailed previously, and that was a warrant for the arrest. But she was hugely surprised when she got let out on bail, and as she told me as she came out of the court.
I came in the paddy wagon this morning, but I won't be going home in the paddy wagon. That's for sure. He's had to just let me out. He's given me bail. I'm shocked I haven't even got my bus fare, my keys, my phone. Everything is up in Mount Joy. I can't believe that he gave me bail.
Why did they bring you all the way here to Trim to bail you?
Because this is the court that was dealing with me. This is where I was arrested, like in Navan. It was Navan shops like that I was arrested for shoplifting. Brought to Navan police station, kept there, then brought here the next day to Trim District Court. That was 2 weeks ago.
And so you've been locked up since?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago he put me into custody, and today I was expecting a sentence because I have a good few charges, like, but he's after giving me my own bail and a chance because he said because of having 18 years of clean behind me.
You were clean for 18 years?
I was drug free for 18 years and I relapsed when I found my mother dead, and I went back on heroin and I went back on crack. But the relapse has been going on for a year and a half. It's just not for me. I'm too old now for that carry on. I'm 40 odd now. I should have a bit of cop on, not to be coming back to these places. In my teens, I done 5 years. And that was all for, like, when I was on heroin, selling heroin and chasing the dragon all the time. I don't want that life. So if I don't get any more charges, don't get into trouble, he's given me a chance. So that's what he told me. I'm giving you a chance, so take it. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and so the court, the judge, had wished her the best in the chance he was giving her. So let's hope that that works out for her. And this man had just been up before the court, and he was freed pending a sentencing hearing. So he told me about his experience.
I got put back now till next month.
And what were you up for?
I was up for a few things, knife charges and criminal damage and all.
And what do you think's going to happen to you?
I don't know. Hopefully, I don't want to get locked up, like, but I don't know what happens. I hopefully get the Christmas out of it anyway, you know what I mean? Because I have a child and all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want to be locked up for her.
Knife charges, that sounds frightening.
Yeah, I know. I was feuding with people, you know what I mean? And so I had to carry something. Yeah. I've been stabbed before and all, so you'd be paranoid walking down the road if you didn't have something down the trousers, like, you know what I mean? My own safety, yeah.
And you're showing me on your arm you stabbed, yeah?
Yeah, my arm in there. I got 16 stitches, I did, yeah.
Feuding, I keep hearing about
feuding,
this.
Feuding, yeah. Fighting with people, no. It's people smashing my house up. But I ended up getting charged for it, so I was in Clover Hill then. I got out.
Did you smash up somebody's house?
Yeah.
And why did you smash up their house?
Because they smashed my house up. It was a feud, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Tip for tat.
Do you not think this feuding is very stupid?
It is stupid, but once it comes to you, there's nothing you can do, like, you know what I mean?
Like, if somebody... See, what do you think of this? If somebody smashed up my house, what I'd do is I'd go to the guards.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, we're not rats.
Yeah.
We're not rats. We wouldn't go to the guards. We'd rather deal with it our own way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you wouldn't go to the guards?
Nah, I wouldn't go to the guards, nah.
Any chance the feud would come to an end?
I don't know. Maybe someday it will. Maybe it won't. I just don't know.
Yeah, and feuds remain a mystery to me, and I'll move on. So lastly, here's some more stories from the Trim District Court.
I was up in court this morning. I was put back. Basically, I got in trouble for smashing a window on my hand. Punched it.
Are you okay? Did you hurt?
Yeah, I'm okay, yeah.
Was anybody hurt?
No, nobody was hurt, no.
Was it a house or a car or what?
A house, yeah. It wouldn't be something that I'd get in trouble regularly, but it was a build-up of a lot of stuff and something had to do with that, yeah. Then I just reached boiling point. I don't know, I just lost the brain, lost the mind. I sat having a baby and whatever. So I'm now paying the consequences of my actions of that day. Like,
the case has already been up, yeah, and it's just the heat getting put back. Like, this has been going on for the last 3 years. Doing me for no insurance, no tax, no NCT, even though the cars weren't driven. I was homeless for 3 years. I was sleeping in cars. Obviously, being homeless, no job, I couldn't afford to insure the cars. I wasn't actually driving them. That's the whole argument we're having at the moment.
And is the car in a public place?
Car would have been in a public place, yeah. Obviously, outside my mother's house was a big one that had no room in the driveway, so the car was obviously parked outside. So that's the only place I felt safe sleeping, do you know that type of way?
I'm sorry, sir. You're sleeping in a car outside your mother's place?
Yeah.
Could you not sleep in your mother's place?
No, because she got married to a new fella and me and him don't see eye to eye, so best to keep the peace, do you know that type of way?
I'm up on a new charge. Theft. The lifestyle's fucked in Ashbourne.
And have you previous?
Yeah, 104.
So you've done time in prison?
Oh, yeah, I'm now into the prison service, yeah.
And raising your children here, do you have any help?
He's due out for release now, Christmas week. He's had to do in 5 years, so he's a good father when he's out.
So what do you think's going to happen to you this morning?
Oh, I don't know. I'll know now in a few minutes.
104.
Yes, and what did happen, I presume it's because there'd been such a long time since her last conviction, even though there was 104, but she got her €250 fine with 3 months to pay and she was let out.
Oh, that's good. Well, listen, Paddy, as ever, thanks so much.